Yeah. So, in one of the other states, I think it was New Mexico, actually, the electors who met there did put that disclaimer on the paperwork they sent in. Hey, this is just in case later it turns out we win in court. So I think it's important to know that people could have chosen to do that here. And you're right, it would have been a very lawyerly thing to do. And obviously, I'm not inside the minds of these people. I can only, look at the paperwork that they sent in and some of the social media posts and the things like that that they did at the time. But I think that lots of people, including those in positions of power in our national government, are starting to question if this was part of a larger scheme to actually have these votes counted and overturn the will of the people, not just in Wisconsin, but at a national level. Two of the fraudulent electors from Wisconsin have received subpoenas from the January 6th committee in Congress and are being asked to testify before Congress, provide documents that they sent in at the time, and communications that they received about this activity. So I think one of the reasons that there's renewed public interest in what happened here in Wisconsin is people are starting to piece together that this might be part of a larger story nationally.
Well, Mel, I'm not a police officer. I'm on the other side of cases usually as a criminal defense lawyer, but I review investigations all the time and I conduct investigations regularly. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it doesn't take a super sleuth to start to say, wait a minute, that disruption at the Capitol, the insurrection on January 6th, it halts things. It had the goal of having the opposite result or having the vice president intervene in the casting of the electoral votes or the certification of the electoral votes. And so these efforts among various particular states to have different electors is ready to go and in place. Kind of like, you got the bread out of the fridge, you got the mayo on it, and you need the lunch meat ready to go to slap on the bread. Is that, where the analysis from an investigatorial standpoint is connecting the dots?
Yeah, and that's really, what we're asking the attorney general in Wisconsin and federal prosecutors who are looking at this to do. We've presented the paperwork that was filed by these folks. We've kind of put together the evidence that we found in the public eye that, hey, you should really look into this because it does seem pretty clear to us that something that violated Wisconsin law happened here. And if that's the case, there should be accountability and consequences.
Okay, and is that where we're at?
Yes, although I should note that this is starting to get attention, in other states as well. We've talked about this happen in other states, not just Wisconsin. So I think while we've been pushing for accountability at the state level for really almost over a year now, we're also starting to see federal investigations. And we saw the attorney general in Michigan say that she's confident that there's enough evidence here. She's also, looking to federal prosecutors to prosecute federal crimes. But I think that this is really starting to see increased interest, and we do hope that that means accountability is on the way.
Again, Mel, let me ask you to remind our listeners the timing of these electors meeting in Madison, the real ones, if you will, then the fake ones or the imposter ones or whatever we're calling them, and the in relation to the legal challenges in Wisconsin, and then the sending of those for to wherever they go. Tell us about that. Where did they go and when did they go there?
Yeah, this is something that we learned rather recently after we had kind of sent our initial letters outlining what these fraudulent electors did, is we were able to see the envelope that these documents were sent in when they were sent to Congress. And the postmark is actually not until December 16th. That's 2 days after the electors met. And certainly while the legal challenges had been resolved by the time these fraudulent electors met and cast these votes, they were just as resolved 2 days later when they mailed these certificates off to Congress as if they were the real votes of the people of Wisconsin.
Okay, so in investigations in criminal law, we say, you know, the reaffirmation, if you will, of your decision making is evidence of your intent, right? And so what you're saying there is you may have met in the zeal of the challenge, you know, you may have cast these electoral votes, but 2 full days after that litigation was complete and that meeting was finished, you still took the affirmative step with all in, you know, intent therein and sent that to Congress. Is that, do I have that right?
Exactly. That's right.
All right. So from an advocate standpoint, bad policy, civil law violation, criminal law violation, that's a spectrum, right? What do we think occurred here?
When we look at the evidence, you know, I'm certainly not a criminal attorney. I'm not the district attorney or the attorney general, but there is pretty clear evidence that criminal violations have been committed here. And we outlined a couple of criminal statutes that we think were violated in our original letter and in our follow-up letters to the attorney general, to the district attorneys. And we think that there's a lot of evidence here that they should be looking into because it seems to us that crimes have been committed.
And you're interacting with the appropriate authorities from the law enforcement perspective to look into that and make those determinations, because should they be made and there is a court case filed, they, like anyone else, would be entitled to, once again, the presumption of innocence, right? And there would be a subsequent litigation in either civil or criminal court.
Exactly. We're not trying to be jury, judge, and jailer here. We're raising these issues because the people who are charged with those roles in our government need to be aware of what happened and that this could happen again. And they need to enforce the laws. And if they investigate this behavior and find the evidence as compelling as we do, they should prosecute. There should be accountability.
You know, Mel, we started off as we bring your appearance here tonight, and thank you in advance for being such a wonderful guest, to a close, the attack on democracy. And this reminds me of kind of a slow creep, if you will, kind of like mold growing in your house. Are you aware of precedent for this type of fake elector scheme? And do you consider it an attack on our democracy?
I do consider it an attack on our democracy. And I think that the fact that we're seeing this right now is absolutely why we need to act and hold these folks accountable. Because if this happens again, we could see the will of the people being reversed in our state and in the nation. Just because they didn't succeed this time doesn't mean it's not a real threat.
Mel Barnes, Law Forward, thank you for being here. You've been a wonderful guest, and keep up the fight.